I'm not a politics guy. I've never have been. I always try to stay out of it. But on this day and age, it feels like I can't stay silent. So I'd like to officially announce kind of who I endorse.
For president?
Mm-hmm. So my...
Well, so this is going to come out on Wednesday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, which is the day after Fat Tuesday, where we all vote.
So
and then it kind of, and you have, there's early voting, then you start voting, and you have.
Yeah, it's not like right? The Olympics. There's not like an opening ceremony to voting. It's just that you have the one day really to vote. So Tuesday is like voting day.
No, because they'll be president in January, right?
Yeah.
So we have two full.
Yeah. So that's a good point. No, they decide now, inaugurate later.
RFK Jr. Is he one of the options? Hey, I congrats on the winner.
Yeah. We're recording this on Monday.
Time traveling. Congrats.
And so you guys know way more about stuff than we know. Isn't that funny?
Well,
48 hours.
Weird. Let us know if you can.
Let us know in the comments
who won.
Who won?
Let us know down below.
I'm not going to pay attention to anything until Wednesday morning.
The YouTube comments.
And I'm not going to look anything until I just scroll.
Let us know. And I endorse Basic Sellers Wine. I hope you had a bottle with you for the wild night, as I'm sure it was. We got a great episode for y'all. Katie will join us again. She's up there. She's like, I'm going to get ready and feed her. And
oh, the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a good point. She sometimes does that. She talks in third person.
Maybe.
She hungry.
She need a nap.
So like, subscribe, and give us 5-star review.
Yep.
It really does help. Give us 5 stars. We haven't asked that in a while. Give us 5 stars. And on the Apple, you can add a little comment. So say 5 stars and tell us who won. And then give your opinion.
Yes, that won't look weird when someone new is like deciding whether or not to listen to this podcast. A lot of 5-star reviews, but it's all like...
Kamala, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, what? 5 stars, Trump. RFK Jr., Dark Horse.
Vivek. He's still doing stuff.
Roll music. Direct opinion. Direct opinion. Holidays are here, Friendsgiving, Christmas. What do you think of? Go.
A big tree. It's incinerating a house.
No.
Okay.
What do you?
Your wine company bottle.
Any wine. Any wine.
Base or
wine.
I'm.
Oh
wine.
My god! You sit around the holiday table. You have nice wine.
I'm so thirsty.
Wouldn't you know it? I made my own wine.
That's it.
Basic Sellers, available in single serve bottles at BasicSellers.com. We have a code for you guys. Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, you get 15% off your order and $100 free. If you spend $100, you get free shipping. So you can get 2 of our 8 packs with the code, free shipping, $100.
What are the flavors again?
We have a beautiful Italian white wine and a California Pinot Noir for our red drinkers. You can get a mixed pack of both. I legitimately love them. We're already getting repurchase. Go to BasicSellers.com for the holidays and embrace basic. I'm excited for what people listen right now. They know what's happening. But just I'm excited for these TikToks to end. Boston Global. Poll suggests it's a close race.
Really?
But these maps show it might not be. If the polls underestimate, I'm reading this verbatim. If the polls underestimate Harris, it shows she's going to win big. If the polls underestimate Trump, he's going to win big.
You guessed it.
I mean, Boston Globe. Someone was like, make this TikTok and post it. I don't know how that's helpful. Well, if they get it wrong this way.
You can imagine the other side.
You can imagine how. If they don't account for all the votes for Kamala, she's going to get more than they think. I'm like, okay. Anyway. Ugh. Get it over with. I voted.
How?
I could. Well, when you're listening to this, I can say that. I have it. Like, to you right now. But I'm going to do it between now and then.
Yes.
I get the sticker.
I'm planning on shooting some pickleball content tomorrow at a park, voting day, but where the pickleball courts are is also where I'm like sanctioned to vote. So two birds, one stone.
And I plan to vote.
Katie's here.
It's crazy how many Katie's here, how many places you can vote at. It's kind of fun. Like there's one, there's like a Baptist church,
mm.
But if, if you vote Kamala at a Baptist church, do you just like disintegrate?
Yeah, it's bad.
I feel like they, I feel like they're kind of like welcoming and vote, and they're really eyeing you like, I dare you.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
That's Baptist church I grew up. I don't know. Maybe...
I think they do kind of a reverse timeshare. Instead of you getting there and having to sit through a two-hour presentation, you get to have all the fun, you vote. But if you vote incorrectly, now you got to come sit with us for 2 hours. Right. We're going to talk to you.
It's like, come in and vote at Planned Parenthood, and you're getting a side look. You're like, which way are you?
That's interesting.
We got to find more. See, now that's a problem. I'd like to bring us light here on Correct Opinions. We need more pickleball. Pickleball might skew one way. We need...
I don't know.
You see a lot of...
I'd love to know what the political makeup of pickleball players is.
Why? Hello.
What do you think? Do you think more pickleballers will vote right or left?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. How do people 50 and up? Actually, there's so many in Florida. I think it's got to think Florida.
What? It's a sport that's very popular with old white people. Who would they vote? Let us know in the comments.
I think if we're doing this at churches and all sorts of other places these days, why don't businesses open themselves up? Like, you can vote at
We should have done this Village freaking Inn. Podcast studio.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Village our home. People. Yeah, we should have brought people into our home to vote.
No, that's not where this is. No one knows this. Wow, you just gave it away.
I'm not saying
why don't
our podcast
studio. Our address.
I'm not saying our podcast studio is in our home. I was just offering today. Another. Thank you.
You look place. You look energized.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like the outfit today.
Yes. I love it too.
Thank
is
you.
Is that a new shirt or is that the same one you've
worn? I like
is
the it, shirt. It's like American Disabilities Act, New Orleans. And then something else that I can't see because the microphone's covering
it. Adanola.
What is it? Sport. Sport.
Uh-huh. Adanola Sport.
She does this weird stuff. So these are real brands. There's one called Sporty and Rich.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I've seen like a hat.
That's Sporty and Rich. I'm like, is that a good look for our family? And then there's another one that says my favorite daughter on it.
I mean,
your favorite daughter?
It says favorite daughter. I am, in fact, my parents' favorite daughter. Uh-huh. I'm the only one. So
is she your favorite daughter right there in your lap?
Yeah, she's my only one. Hat. Yep.
She's your favorite kid, though, right?
No, I don't have a favorite kid.
At least if you gun to your head, because she doesn't try to murder her sibling like the other
that
one.
That was really distressing yesterday.
Ooh, story time.
Thomas, you know, like I said last week, he's very sweet, but occasionally really likes to act out. And last night I was at the sink. She was in her kind of like swing chair, which was maybe a little risky to begin with, to put her that
the robotic
accessible.
Cool.
And Thomas has golf clubs like that he plays with.
Elon, that robot, is going to be able to like put them down for naps and stuff. It's going to be unreal.
Be careful.
It's creepy. But he picked up his golf club and I just saw it in his eyes.
What is golf club?
He was across the room and I saw it immediately and started running as he was running towards her. And I did not make
it
there.
A maniacal
in time.
Laugh as he's like, and like comes down on her, misses the head. Thank goodness.
Why does he do that?
We don't know.
I don't know, but we're trying to get rid of him.
Derek, do you have any? See, I feel like.
I had two girls.
You were,
that
I was going to say,
I think that helped.
That's a big. Any parents of boys first, let me know if I'm doing something wrong. He is, again, sweet 90% of the time. And then occasionally he just is like, can we be done with her?
Okay, I'm my toddler. I've just tried to murder my sister, and you are me. You're like any dad ever.
Okay.
You're furious. You're like, it's done. It's my time to be a father.
So okay. Hey.
Oh, she's crying. Okay. Start crying.
Hey,
no, you are Katie crying.
Thomas, we do not hit. We don't hit our baby sister. We don't hit anyone.
Hit?
No, we do not. No, you don't ever, not even for fun, you don't hit your sister like that. Gosh. Stop. Stop hitting.
Oh, vacuum. Pick this up. And you're in the middle of it, like, I don't, what am I supposed to, he has no idea what's going on. I'm like, hey, look at me. I said, look me in my, I tried to be real, hey, son, look me in my eyes. And then he did this thing, and he started giggling and tried to touch his eyeballs to mine. And then I was like, we don't hit. He was like, oh, boom. He was like, it's like almost as if he thought I was saying, hey, what'd you do exactly? He's like, oh yeah, I tried to kill.
So what I did.
Yeah. Real hard.
Again,
and then
we
it's
are...
psycho, and you're like, okay, go hug her,
And then he hugs her really sweet.
And he walks up, he's like, oh yeah, I love to hug her. And he hugged her. And then he ran over and just played with his toys.
So, yeah.
He's a psychopath.
Well, that seems better, Case. It sounds like he doesn't know that he's maybe going to injure her.
Mm-hmm. I don't think...
This is the same as hugging.
I think he's just playing or... Yeah, I mean, again, we... This probably screams, we are first-time parents.
Have you Googled, like...
We haven't really...
18-month-old boy.
Has he been timed out yet?
He's got a kink for violence.
We have not tried timeout.
So I put... my youngest in timeout for the first time yesterday, and he lost it, and that killed me. So that would be hard.
How
is
do
it,
you...
Your youngest is like 18 months or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they know?
I was going to say...
It's 10 seconds standing there saying, you're in timeout, and then he just collapsed and started saying, no.
I did a thing yesterday again. I'm like, is this helping or not? Where he's starting the food. Oh, it's a nightmare. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do good old school. He was sitting with me, and we were working on this little... a smoothie pouch, and he sucks half it down. He's like, all right. I was like, no, we're gonna finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no. I was like, yes. And I said, you know what? I'll sit here all night. I can see how parents
he
do
really
this.
Really reverted to like classic
I will
dad.
Sit here for hours. Do you want to get down and play? Yes. You have to finish this. No. And he just sat he writhed and screamed for 20 minutes, and then he finished it.
All right.
And I was like,
brick by brick.
Now. I've yet to Google and like confirm
if that's the correct method.
They're
or
like,
not.
That's actually making it way worse. But it was a very rare like win. Like what I tried to do, it actually worked.
But then you did it this morning too
this
with
morning.
His breakfast, and he gave in much quicker, and then he like ate more, and we're just like, what? I don't know what.
He's psycho.
No, he's just like, a toddler.
I don't know, man. I don't want to Google it because I'm scared.
A sleep deprived toddler is what he is.
Mm. And it may not be psychopath. It could be sociopath or some type of schizo.
There's so many other options.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. Yeah. Just a sadist.
Yeah. Do you feel like he's caught wind of his Halloween?
Yeah.
Did he catch wind of one kid coming to the door? And he was
terrified
like,
of those kids for sure.
Really? Didn't like.
But he was enticed.
He was kind of like, wait, I'm scared. Yeah.
We have a lot of trick-or-treaters? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask you. You guys are like in a real neighborhood now. Do you have a lot more trick-or-treaters than
It wasn't
normal?
Like extraordinary, but the most we've ever had.
Yeah, definitely.
100 groups?
Yeah.
No way.
That's pretty good.
A new PR for you guys.
Yeah. Wow. You just got couple dozen or something?
Yeah, we had probably 11.
Yes.
11 total kids.
We're popping pretty
11
good.
Total kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Were four of them your neighbors?
Oh, like, no, they do not trick-or-treat.
Oh, okay.
I told them they should start a tradition where what they think trick-or-treating is they come over and me and Rachel are in costumes.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
just what they think Halloween is.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go see how they dressed up.
Did you guys dress up?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, that would be commitment for those 11 kids.
No, we actually set up a little solo stove out on our driveway and just like
that's
greeted
a classic
the kids
move.
Outside. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Get a little fire sitting there.
Uh-huh.
But did you feel kind of like, oh, there was barely any, so why did we do this?
Rachel's parents were in town, so that's kind of what it was. Like, just hang out outside. It's not too cold outside.
It's amazing what you do when in-laws come to town. You're like, let's do a fire in the driveway. You're just trying to find things to do. You're like,
I unpacked the solo stove that day. I got it as a wedding gift and unpacked it an hour before they got there.
Yeah, my father-in-law would be thrilled with this.
Yeah, you don't touch the... I do
smokeless.
The fire.
Yeah, smokeless.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know.
It's something else, huh?
Yeah, any more... I don't want to sound weird, but where are all those kids? Yeah.
I don't want to sound double weird, but what happened to the cheerleaders? What happened to the, you know, all these demon this, goblin that? What happened to quarterback and cheerleader?
There were a couple of funny comments I got from the trick-or-treaters. They were personal, but one of them was like a 13, 14-year-old boy who came to the door and just kind of looked at me, goes, You're Trey Kennedy's wife. This is his house? I was like, yes.
No.
No.
No, we just podcast here.
Just a friend. It's just a voting booth.
And then, it's a voting booth. And then another
How'd
kid
you get on my voting booth?
Came to the door. It's like a group of like three, probably, I don't know, 12-year-olds or something. And he goes, oh, wow, there's furniture in this house now. Like looking into our home.
What's that supposed to mean?
And I was like.
You wise guy?
Where the. what do you mean? Was there
number one? I'm don't like, peer too far in my house.
I was like, are you, what boy is like, huh? What kind of furniture have they got in there?
Whoa, what'd you go with? Oh, the Chase Lounge. Yeah. Good splurge, guys. Yeah. It's worth it.
But I was like, oh, maybe there's some good, there's some good like tea here. And I was like, what do you mean there's no furniture? He's like, well, our friend used to live in this house and they just like had one couch in the living room. They didn't have any
spilling.
Yeah.
And then Katie's like just one couch. Like she's like, like, do you want to come in? I was like, you can't invite him in.
What's even funnier is that after that, we were on a walk the next day and he was riding his bike next to us. And I was like, hey.
That's one couch guy.
I said, I gave candy to
you. Well, his chain came off.
His chain came off.
So we don't just like every boy who runs by like, hey.
No.
So it's like, are you a good buddy? He's like, yeah.
And I was like, hey, you came to our house last night. You told us there was only one couch in our house. He was like,
you were that goblin last night.
I was like trying to get more information.
Yeah. I was like,
so how long did they live here? What?
He's like,
what
well, not
mean?
Long after the murder suicide. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have asked.
Did you find the secret door in the basement? Yeah, she was just this cute boy is just trying to like put his chain back on his bike and get home. And she's like, who all lived there?
Like, did they live in a hurry?
It was funny. The kid's like, there was some weird stuff going on, man. He said that.
He was definitely just repeating what like his parents said or something. Like, yeah, there was some, you know, weird stuff. We're not really sure. You know, I don't know.
We're all neighbors, right? If you're aware of who I am, they know I live there. But there's a little bit of element of like, should I be at the front door all the time? And the first one I did, it was a group of like 3 12-year-olds, like, oh, my mom loves you. I was like, I don't know.
Happy Halloween.
And I felt old. But I was like, dude, their mom's probably 38.
Oh, cool.
How old does that make you feel? If like a 12-year-old boy comes up to you, he's like, my mom loves you. You're like, your old mom. You're like,
yeah, you're right.
We could have gone to high school together.
Yeah. That is kind of wild. We had some kids come who knew Rachel from a previous internship she did.
Oh.
It was the reverse of what you had. It was like, hey, I think I know your wife who lives here. Is she around? I was yeah, I think she's just inside. I'm sure she'll be back out soon. You can just hang out. And so they did. They just hung out with me and my in-laws until Rachel came back outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like when she was like a school teacher, counselor.
Yeah, just like last semester or something.
Okay. I do think being a school teacher, there's got to be a lot of kind of weird moments of like, I loved seeing my students here. Mm-hmm. You know, like...
Yeah.
I feel like our friend has had a few kind of funny moments where it's like, I'd prefer not to see my students here.
Or just seeing them dressed up, whether it's some that are like really like dark and scary and you're like, that makes sense.
Mm.
Or seeing some girl who went for the naughty nurse and you're like, I don't want to see that in my student.
Yeah, that's fair.
But we had a great time. Thomas handed out candy. It was very cute.
That's fun.
He loved it. He
loved it.
See a costume?
Yes. Eva and Thomas were pumpkins. Very original.
Well, it was just like a hoodie with a pumpkin face
on it.
That's probably good.
Katie did mail it in a little bit. Well, I'm not judging her, but there was 2 under 2 vibes. She's like had this thing on the way. He's gonna have his tool set, everything, this and that. She's like,
we were getting dressed to go, and I was like,
yep.
No. And I didn't even purchase these. My mother did, so even more of a cop out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Have you heard about the Dallas pumpkin lady? I just learned about this yesterday.
Yes, yeah. I have.
Makes a killing.
She makes a rapper.
Derek, you should get that pulled up. Have you heard about this, Trey? What was your guess?
Are you referring to like a big...
She's huge. Yeah. No.
Is she like the Mattress Mac of pumpkins?
No, I don't think so. She provides a service, and it is decorating like front entryways, porches with pumpkins.
Oh, and she's just a bajillionaire.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she, think about you, she only does it in the fall.
Yeah, she works like 6 weeks a year.
Is it the classic, it's like these two rich people that they're like, here's $5,000.
Yeah.
Trick out my porch.
Yes.
All right, we got to see this.
You may have seen elaborate pumpkin displays on social media, at businesses and homes. Natalie Haddad shows us how one Dallas mother has turned her pumpkin porch decorating into a full-blown business.
I love that talk.
A job like this has to start.
Good B-roll, guys.
Where's before she? Sunrise.
Yeah. I'll fit this one.
That's her.
Back here. That's because
let's
Heather
watch
Torres
the B-roll again,
has
Derek.
Hundreds of homes
watch
to spice
the B-roll
up.
Again.
I lace up.
Watch the B-roll.
I love the tires.
It's those shots that are just random like this. I mean, they gave us, it was It was like those Casey Neistat vlogs. It was like car the key. Like, whoa.
Has to start.
Trash truck type. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, wheelbarrow. Out of focus.
Dude, I love the news.
Back here. I love it. That's because Heather Torres has hundreds of homes to spice up.
I lay some like as they come, but then I also will turn some on their sides.
Pumpkin spice, of course.
We will cross over the 1,000 threshold today, actually. And those are 1,000 different porches.
Heather is the mastermind behind Porch Pumpkins.
Yeah, there's better wow.
Friends have been asking me, like, would you do this? You're a pumpkin display like yours for my home.
It's in the name. Heather is in the business of decorating homes with pumpkins across the Metroplex, offering packages that range between $750 and $1,300.
She snuck in a thing of broccoli in there.
I mean, I'm not making fun of her at all. Good for her.
Yeah,
she's making a bunch of money. Doing this. She just sets pumpkins on your steps.
She doesn't have any kind of like skill that we couldn't also do it with an hour of our time.
You just get
and
the
she's
right.
Making a ton of money. Good job.
Yeah, she's done 1,000 orders.
I mean, these houses are not small.
It said between $500 and $750.
I read an article. It was between like $350 and like $1,300. I think is the average.
Range
between $750 and
$1,300.
$750 to $1,300.
How? Oh, that's what she said. She almost makes a pumpkin. You bought some.
I mean, I got four for $8 or $10 of those, like small this size. Ones. Yeah.
So pumpkin. We'll say pumpkins.
I don't know. $10.
But maybe half the cost of pumpkins.
Do they grow naturally in Dallas, or is it too hot?
Organic.
Did she ship them in?
She got mules.
I did see she also makes money on the cleanup and removal. She adds another chart, or like, hey, if you want me to come pick these up, I can do that as well.
I mean, that
smart.
I would. Think about trying to get rid of all those pumpkins. That sounds horrible.
I mean, gross. Let the raccoons.
When we just
do
bought
it.
Like two pumpkins, they rotted on our porch.
It is annoying to get rid of them.
Yeah, it's smart though. Because everyone decorates for Christmas and stuff, but I guess people want Halloween decorations as well. Fall vibes.
Service for everything. I was already thinking about, we want to, if I may switch to Christmas now. It is Christmas.
You may.
With a little fall. I like to do both.
I'm sure sitting over here weeks, in fall.
We get to do both. Okay. And you're welcome.
Okay.
We get real trees. Are you guys real or fake tree?
Yeah, what fake?
Fake tree.
Real tree.
You leave it. You
fake
leave it,
tree.
You leave it decorated. You put a little thing over it.
It's up.
Yeah.
Looks great. Easy. More cost effective. Safer. It checks every box.
Yeah.
And what does a real tree do for you? She claims she's like, wow, our home, we're in the middle of British Columbia. It smells so much like tree. No, it doesn't.
You can't
smell.
Oh,
we buy a candle. We can buy
anything. So it doesn't matter.
It smells faintly like pine. And we could buy a candle.
You know, half the time, those real trees end up smelling like smoke because they catch your house on fire.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. One. Poof. You ever seen those?
No.
Catch fire? It's shocking. It's horrifying.
We
it's like there's needles
one.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a match.
Water it.
No. It's a giant match.
Bugs.
No.
Bugs.
We only had one disaster growing up, and it was that the real Christmas tree fell over on top of one of my brothers sleeping on the couch. He was fine.
That one who's a little off.
He was fine.
And then how do you get rid of the tree? Tell me how you get rid of the tree.
How I get rid of the tree is... You take it outside and then you say, Katie, you need to get rid of the tree. You're the one who wants the real tree. And then it sits out there for a little while and then you get rid of it.
Of course, this doesn't work, but I was like, I said, I do all this. You get rid of it. Because I don't know, where do I get rid of the tree? It's annoying. She's like, okay. It just sat and I finally sawed it up and got rid of it. And I said, that's it. We're never doing this again because you didn't fulfill your end of the bargain and we're going to get one of them.
You're in the burbs now, though. They have services.
That's my point. Exactly. We want a nice big tree.
I'm
sure there's someone I can call and have a tree within 3 days.
Thomas is so excited about having a real tree in his house. I already hyped him up.
Yeah, you passed that down to him. Yeah. Thomas, you don't want a fake tree,
ew,
do you?
That's so boring.
Never in my life did I think I'd have real trees. But our old house, we had like 7.5-foot ceilings.
Yep.
It was like an existential crisis when I went to Home Depot. And she's like, this one. I was like, how tall do you think our ceilings are? That's a 9-foot tree. We have to get this tree that's shorter than me. And she was devastated. So we now have in the living room, 10-foot ceilings, not to brag. Wow,
you're going to go Clark Griswold.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna get some size in there. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So.
See, he's on board now. See how excited he is.
I'm excited. I'm excited that we're in a home where we can have, because a 6-foot tree is a little dinky, right? You want to at least go 8.
You want it to be taller than you.
8, I think.
Yeah.
It's just standard size tree.
It's nice. 6 is a little, you know, like I
it's got to go above a doorway.
Girl wants at least 6 feet. You have some little. Oh.
Oh.
She still needs to be taken care of every day?
Yeah, every minute, actually. Mm-hmm.
It's unreal.
Still high maintenance.
Could she show her to the camera? She looks more of like a cute baby now.
She is getting a little bit of baby acne right now. Poor
Eva. I didn't
know
that was a thing.
Yep. That's what our babies have. Pizza face. Back to
don't
too.
Close your ears. Close your ears, Eva.
You're a beautiful young girl, Eva.
She is. She's starting to smile.
Smile. Eva. Jeez. How old was Thomas when he went in the mic and went, ah!
I don't know. It's a
great
question.
Give her one chance. Oh. I think you just slammed her head in the. Let's give her one chance. And you gotta really hold her up so she knows she's on stage, I think.
Oh, okay. You're on
get
stage.
Get the lights in her face.
And
we're live. Eva, how's it going?
You'll never make it in this business.
Man, she looks like Thomas.
Yeah, it just looks like Thomas.
She looks just like Thomas.
Well, cute girl. We just finished. We're caught up to date with the Golden Bachelorette. Do you want to hear an update?
Oh, yes. Rachel's parents are pretty into it.
Talk about it over the fire.
Yeah, right? A little bit.
We're getting close to the grand finale. She's down to 2.
Really?
And here's a real hot take for you. Do you think the producers, Katie, are regretting not betting her more because she mentions her deceased husband 70 times an episode?
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so. I think
it's getting a little much?
No, I think that adds to the charm. It does,
but it's like a little. Now we're down to the bottom, and you're kind of like, all right, she's about to move on with one of these two guys. And
finally,
she's like, I was really thinking about the other guy.
My husband's just so dead.
Yeah.
How did he die?
You know what? Cancer. No, it's crazy. Well, no, that was one of the other deceased spouses. Is a Christmas tree that caught on fire?
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, house fire caused by Christmas.
Just inferno.
Was he the guy who was like an Olympic athlete?
Like a fried shrimp.
And still didn't have time to get out of the house because that's how quickly they go up in flames?
Yes.
Yep. I've heard about that.
And luckily she was out of the house.
That is not. But I
she
think
was
that
pickleball.
It was only like 3 years ago, so
it is kind of recent.
That's not that long ago for having a spouse.
And it's been very sweet all along the way. But I'm just saying, I wonder if the producers are kind of like, we kind of need her to move on to these two guys.
Yeah, need you to choose someone. You went on the show.
Yeah.
Who are the two guys? Do we like them?
Yeah.
You know, the coolest guy left. He left on his own accord, which is even a cooler move.
Dang.
Kind of felt like he was like, I don't know, I'm just not feeling it.
Really?
I mean, I feel like she was maybe her favorite.
I think that they didn't vet the contestants enough because he left because he like wasn't ready. Like, I feel like you should be ready if you go on the show.
Yeah.
Have you watched the show? But he kind of has to figure it out. He's like 70. So like, when's he ready? Like when's he?
Yeah,
relationship bounce back time's got to really speed up at that age.
Yeah, it needs.
Like,
to.
You know what? He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna fast from women for a year. It's like, dude, you have 7.
He doesn't want to
yeah.
be with anyone. Ultimately, I don't think. I mean,
you could sense that
he had a pretty good chance. I think he just kind of wants to have fun.
Oh, dirtbag.
I didn't say that.
Oh. She's down to Chalk and Guy.
Oh, yeah.
She can't make
Chalk.
That.
You mentioned me. You told me about Chalk.
Chalk and Guy.
Who? How? Hmm. How do you come up with that name?
Chalk? Maybe like a Charles riff? Is Chalk a name or is that totally made up?
It sounds Native American. Is it C-H-O-C?
C-H-O-C-K.
Chalk. It's of Anglo-Saxon origin, if you didn't know.
Is that us?
It's giving me last name. It's a surname, you know.
Maybe
it's
it was a maiden name. Classic maiden
name. People do that. I've roasted you on a couple of my press interviews I've done as of late.
You roasted me?
Mm-hmm.
On your press interviews.
I'm promoting the children's book, which it's coming out soon. Pre-order it. You get free stickers. My children's book.
Fun.
Thanks. And they love to ask, because it's kind of the book's kind of making fun of the baby name culture. And they go, did your wife ever come at you with a crazy name? Which I think is a good interview question. And I go, I've got a great example. She tried to hit me with the old maiden name trick. It's a trick is what it is. For what, you ever had has Rachel thrown this at you yet? She's like, my mom's maiden name is Srelim.
So maybe we go to Srelim.
You're like, I don't think that means we should. What's your wife's maiden name is Coop.
Yes.
She's a cool maiden name.
So like Cooper could work, but we're not feeling it.
And what's her mom? What are the maiden names y'all working with?
Graham.
Graham's a great name.
That actually works out
pretty well.
I got Vic, which is kind of cool. I
don't know. Vic?
Wow.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that makes sense for your culture.
I actually like the name Graham for a guy.
Huh? Graham? Actually, I like Graham a lot, actually. And
but that's your...
I'd be honest, we already claimed it.
Yeah, well, you can... I'm sure Rachel's
your mom's
side of
the
family
it.
Would want
to understand.
That.
Yeah.
Your mom claimed it. That's her grandma name.
Oh, that's also my grandma's grandma name.
You guys really did claim it.
So... I feel like we should, if we have another boy, name him Graham. Just really make it confusing.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because there's a Grant running around.
Uh-huh. Just, when Rachel first started talking about her grandma Graham, I thought it was like her little nickname for her grandma.
Yeah.
Like Grandma Graham.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of a red flag. All right, not actually a red flag, but I'm like, that's kind of a nick.
But
Graham. Turns out that's just her legal name.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, great. Good. We're fine.
We actually did. My great grandmother, we called her Gran, because it was like my mom's. I don't know.
Might as well just call her Old Bag.
She
Gran Graham
was Raisin really Gran. Old.
She was really old. Yeah, gross. Bag of Bones. We're going to Bag of Bones house.
Old geezer's
bag
house.
Of bones. We're going to go to the geezer's house.
Hey, we're going to skeleton's closet. That's fun.
The chocolate. They asked, so to answer your question, I said, you threw at me one time, you had a maiden name,
mm-hmm.
Bridges,
mm-hmm.
plural.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie was like, what if we went Bridges? And I was like, I'm going to go grab a drink down the street. I had to.
You would prefer it to be singular? Bridge?
No, I was just, I couldn't.
Just curious.
For a moment, it was like, if your spouse has ever done something so insane. Like,
who did I marry?
Who did I marry? I had to think about it and pray about it. Because you wanted to name our kid just a plural noun.
You considered naming our daughter the name of one of your guy friends. That's even weirder.
Steven?
No. You threw out Cameron.
I don't have a friend named Cameron. Oh. We've reunited a bit.
Bridges would be tough, though, because that is a noun.
Bridges.
Rachel grew up
like, are you singing a song? Or are you...
Yeah,
looking for a
bridge. It's about to get to the chorus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rachel grew up on a farm, and so she threw out silos to me.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
forklift, not silos.
At least make it one of the cool things. Like a silo just sits there.
Yeah, make it do something.
Rots.
Whoa.
Oh, bless you. Oh.
Crop dust.
Crop dust.
Crop dust.
Crop dust.
Hey, crappie. Crop CD. At least make it fun. Okay, yeah, give me a children's book. Thank you. Crazy segue. This popped in my head, and I almost texted you, and I'm glad I didn't, just so we can experience it now in this moment.
Can't wait.
But I had a little dad's night, just grabbed a beer or two with some buddies, just becomes more and more special as you get busier. And we were walking around downtown Shawnee, having a ball. And my buddy, being purely facetious and mocking me, I was like, hey, you know this guy? Because it was like Comedian Live at one of those tiny little venues down there.
Yeah, Aztec Theater. Yeah. Like that.
And it was, and I know you're going to remember that, Johnny Beaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there?
Yeah.
No way.
Johnny Beaner.
Like a mile from my house.
Was the first ever guy who.
No way.
When the first show I ever headlined in Madison, Wisconsin in 2019.
Yeah.
He was the local comic who, like, did a set.
Oh.
And he was this nice guy.
Is he from Madison?
I think so.
Wow.
Because when he was there, he had just moved back and he'd spent time in LA, New York, doing the whole thing. And he has a couple like late night credits, like, you know,
he'd been on Conan a couple times.
And we always spoke highly of him because we've been around some strange ones. And he was good. He had a great set. And yeah. He was nice. I'll just never forget the conversation we had. He walked in. It was a Monday night in Madison, sold out. And of course, it's my first show. This guy, the comedians, it's a tight knit. There's not a lot of them, so he's been in it long enough. He's probably like, who in the world has a sold-out show on a Monday? And he's like, who? I've never heard of you. What's happening? And I was kind of like, I don't know what's happening either. And I just thought it was great. We missed him, but...
That's so fun. You're walking around and that you knew the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee, man.
Oh, that would have been a fun one to pop in.
Yeah, that's great. I would love to see him again just because, yeah, my first time ever doing stand-up, I did 5 minutes and then he went on and did 10, which is the exact, like, it was like mainly what he did on Conan O'Brien. So it obviously crushed and then I had to go back up there and do another 5 afterwards. I was like, man, this is a bummer. I do not like Johnny Beaner anymore.
Beaner, what a lost name.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
A great opening joke is the best and I'm trying to find my next one, but yeah, he said, my name's Johnny Beaner, so that sucks. That was great. I think that sucked growing up.
Yeah.
Something like that. Guys, tonight we had a great time.
That's fun. Just walk around downtown Shawnee.
Got Taco Bell.
He sure did.
And it's always met with this attitude, and I'm sick of it. And she was still up.
I was feeding her daughter. And she walks
out. Well, there's, you know, it was an hour it could go either way. And I just walked in with it, and I think I said, just save it. I'm going to sit here and enjoy this. She's like, okay.
When's the last time you tried it, Katie?
I can remember. It was New Year's Eve going into 2020. So,
best year ever.
There's only one reason why I agreed to try it.
You get coronavirus? Maybe that's why I started it.
Yeah, maybe.
Of course. Yeah, New Year's Eve, you've had a great time. I was like... There's nothing like it in that with Taco Bell. I'm still doing it from time to time. It's rare.
Yeah,
there was a time of marriage where there was probably some.
It was questionable.
I was like a lot. Yeah. But yeah, it was a classic. Katie, I was like, I can't even believe I'm trying. She's like, cheese quesadilla.
That's when you knew.
Wolf that thing down and you were happy.
You need to go back. I was in Amish country, Indiana.
Okay.
2 weekends ago, okay. 11 o'clock at night, nothing's open.
Okay.
So I'm in a position I have to go to Taco Bell, and I'm there. The menu's a little different.
What'd you get? Because can't have beef.
Yeah, they have a lot of chicken stuff. And what's the part of the menu, the cantina part of the menu?
Taco Bell cantina.
Cantina.
I never visit. You know, I'm going at a shameful hour. I'm not like, could I have a salad? But that's their like healthy attempt.
This is my bridges for you guys. Bridges the gap.
You'd like the cantina.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell... No. That Taco Bell, I don't know what that menu's called. The cantinas, they're like party alcohol version of the store.
Like I think they might be kind of the same name. Because I had that thought too. The ones that are open till 4 a.m. and like have a DJ in it are called like Taco Bell cantinas. And also part of their menu that's healthier, I think, is also called Cantina.
Interesting.
Which is very Taco Bell of them to not get too crazy with the verbiage.
Yeah.
Can't find it. That is...
It's cantina in the day means healthy food. Cantina at night means party.
You're right. The cantina power menu. And then the Taco Bell cantina is also the name of just like the one with the DJ.
Yeah, they just use the same word.
Where you go in.
It's like their menu.
It's just the same thing, but drunk. You go in at 1 a.m. to a normal Taco Bell. There's like a homeless guy asleep.
Like, oh my gosh.
And you go into the cantina at 1 a.m. and there's like a frat boy asleep.
Yeah, and he's asleep from having too many spiked Baja Blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, asleep. Truly.
And you talk about going into a place where you know your order's going to get messed up. You think of a regular Taco Bell where there's no music or drinking and there's other one. And you're just like, listen, I know this guy. I know most of these clientele don't matter about their order. I'm not in the same position as them. I do want my order like quickly and correctly. And they're just like, you're at the wrong place.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if many other people see it this way, but it's election season right now. I like to view how our country's doing based off of fast food experiences. Like I've seen a decline recently. Like my order's never right these days. Even Chick-fil-A's messing up. America's got to get right. That's how I view. That's my entire political lens is seen through my fast food experiences.
My brother was telling us he used to do a job where he had to drive kind of like all over Texas, and he was in an area where he was working at a factory, and he was like, hey, I'm going to go grab lunch. Where should I go? And they were like, oh, you probably don't want to go around here. You need to go further. He was like, I don't have time. So there was a Wendy's, and he went to go inside, and the door was locked. Okay. And so he went through the drive-thru. He's like, hey, why is the door locked? They were like, we can't have customers inside anymore. We get robbed like every day. And
every day.
Are they in?
And he was like, what?
North Africa? Why?
And he said, then they proceeded to say they even like, tried to get
jokes
robbed.
On you. I'm robbing you. Through the drive-thru.
Is it
he said,
pretty
even
easy?
Through the drive-thru, he was like, yeah, they said pretty frequently we have a gun pulled on us and we have to close the window and I'll get to the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Still working there? You're getting minimum wage and you're getting a gun pulled on you?
Yeah, your brother's like, and these people get away with it pretty easily? Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah.
And what do they have to do to get the money?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they ever sometimes say they have a gun even if they don't have one?
If they don't have a gun, yeah.
Yeah, they do. All right. Well, it's a bad time to bring it up, but I have a gun too.
Yeah.
Money in the bag.
But I mean, yeah, that's terrifying.
Jeez.
I did a... Go on. You guys still listen?
Huh?
I did a press thing this morning, and I logged on. So I'm doing all this press for books and basic, local news, national news, whatever. And she's like, oh, hey, Trey. Oh, wait, we'll just go in just 1 second. She's like, I guess I'm the only one in this whole studio who likes your videos.
That's the start?
And I feel like it was like early, you know, I'm already thinking like, all right, I got to pep up here for a little segment. She's like, no one here likes you. You're on in two.
I asked
like,
everybody, even HR. No one's heard of you.
Mm-hmm. HR said you're problematic. I just love, just every day you're humbled in this business. It's a great feeling.
Very direct sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the interview about? Who's it with?
That was with, wouldn't you know it, my home state of Oklahoma Live or Oklahoma. I don't even know what I'm signing up for. I'm just getting booked.
TV, radio?
This is TV, I think. A little spot. Yeah.
Did she talk like a news reporter?
Well, she was just backstage, for lack of a better term. And then the guy was just like, we got Trey Kennedy. And these people, they're just printing stuff. You know, we're all just getting content. It's fine.
Great.
I bet it sold half a book from doing it.
Brick by brick.
I have more funny stories like that on the Patreon. Thanks for all the Patreon. The super recties are...
People really like
one of the press things I did. A woman was like, I'm a recty, super recty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, cool. And she asked me unbelievable questions. So there's great press stuff. Thank you. But patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Let me know. I have another update on the special. Jeez. That's different. So that's crazy. And I have fun updates on basic. And I have a funny story about Carl. Have I talked about this public? Carl Lentz.
I have a Carl. I've got a little Carl Lentz something okay, for good. You. I've really enjoyed, if you need just more reasons to join Patreon, here's a few for you. One, we reacted to all of Trey's old vines. It was almost just as bad for me as it was for Trey.
I missed that.
It was hard to watch.
We might have to do some more for Katie. Oh my gosh, because you haven't seen my old vines.
I've seen some of them. I did some deep stalking before.
Katie, you don't, trust me, that's good. You don't want to see him. Yeah. You don't want to see him with Trey in the room, too.
You know, I appreciate that. There's one time I went on a date with a girl via the internet, and this was years ago. I was Instagram famous, but this is before anyone ever thought this was cool at all. So dating was a little bit of a strange deal. I know you get it too.
Okay.
You're like, how do you make a living? You're like, well, I do video and I'm
marketing.
And so I'm very, very much under the assumption any girl you want to date on is, you know, what do you do? Google.
Yeah.
Google. Oh, this guy. Well, what does this guy got going? Okay. So I got to explain. She's like, no, I never looked
at your Instagram.
What a psycho move.
Yeah, do a little bit of homework.
Like, so I killed her. For safety, you should just like Google them or something.
Yeah, that's a red flag. Yeah. Or she's a really good liar. Second reason to join the Patreon is Trey said exactly how much Basic made in the first weekend, and I guessed I was only off by $500.
That was impressive.
I'm still riding high off that.
Maybe feel good. yeah, so you get real details on the Patreon. Okay, how long has this been? 45 minutes. What'd you say?
43.
Yeah.
Can I show you some clips?
Do you have six fingers? He just has long fingers. What is dark back there? And he's Okay, what do you got for us?
Okay.
We'll do some shelter kids segment and some fan videos.
Okay. Let's start with just a clip. Derek, do you already have it pulled up? I want you to click on it and really press pause. And we're all going to go around and try and guess what happens
next
in this video. We've done this before with the Indian couple proposing during while having violence, and then also dancing. This is like that, but a little different. I just want you to, there's very minimal clues, but I think you guys can get it. All right, so zoom in a little bit. Church. Actually, ignore the comments too. Let's try to just look at the...
Yeah, don't look at the comments. Okay. Church, outfit of the day?
Not quite. No. So here's your one clue. CC.
Wait. This is it. This is all I'm getting.
This is all you get. Don't look at the comments.
Don't look at the comments. I'm not looking. Church.
CCOOTD. So it's not quite outfit of the day.
And you got a man or woman. She's in a sweater that David from... a bad word. S Creek would wear. He's in your typical kind of pledge of a fraternity fit.
Derek, you have any guesses?
Tie. Church CC outfit of the day. Church CC OOTD. That's got to be church outfit of the day. What does CC stand for? I'm going to guess. I don't know if this even starts with a C, but I'm going to say Kinky Cousins.
That definitely doesn't start with a C.
They're so inbred that they can't spell.
85% chance they're LDS is what I'm...
Okay, based off his outfit.
Okay. Yeah.
Church Christian couple outfit of the day.
Christian That's couple a outfit good of the guess. Day. Okay, all good guesses. Let's go ahead and press play and see the rest of this video.
She has a gun. That's it?
Concealed carry outfit of the day? Yes,
concealed carry. This sweet little blonde girl has a Glock strapped to her belly.
But is it just her or does he have one too?
I think it's just her. There's very little info out there. She actually never says what CC stands for, but it's got
to
be
attachment to her skirt.
Yeah, she should link the holster.
I'm upset I didn't get that one. That one.
Yeah, I kind
of
thought
I was pretty proud of my guess. Derek, I thought we were going in a weird way. Just
she's like, man. If you need to cover your concealed carry, oversized sweater.
Yeah.
Basic fall girl.
It's just, I mean, it's wild, obviously, for a lot of reasons. Like, are you going to church?
Yeah. Straps,
why do you need the gun?
Preaching
there?
The Old Testament that Sunday, man.
I mean,
strap.
Oh, that's not a thin one either.
What kind of gun is that, Derek?
I don't know if it's
is it a Glock
where the bullets are side by side, making it thicker.
Mm.
Or if it's a straight line.
What are we talking with there? Smith and Wesson? I mean, what's I how?
Zoom in right there, but.
Derek.
Yeah, that's... church. That's, I mean, what? You need
I've got a Glock in my belly.
I mean, for a while, that I was got a popular place.
You're right. It's very sad.
Yeah, you don't know what the, it's maybe some kind of Southern church and they're doing a, there's always a sermon series with a catchy name. Glock, you know, Jesus is our Glock.
This is an interesting church-related thing as well. My brother and sister-in-law are going to one of Matt Chandler's churches in Dallas now.
Is this the brother the Christmas tree fell on?
No. But they said that in one of his, from the pulpit, in one of his sermons, he was talking about how swinging is a sin.
Okay.
And I don't know about you guys. I just feel like I was really shocked that was brought up at the pulpit.
Just wanna. It's like he's for sure doing it. He's like
no.
Never, this they might start having a clue about this. So if I just throw them off,
get ahead of it.
I don't think that's wrong to do. Chandler's doing that, but.
Oh, that's who it was?
Yeah, but I feel
wasn't listening.
It must be prevalent enough in his church that he's hearing about it enough to be like, we need to address this.
And then someone pulled out a gun.
No.
Full circle.
Amen.
But I don't know. I was just like,
shooting upside down pineapples. Put that up right now.
I don't know. I just feel like that's not a topic I would expect to hear at church.
I have yet to hear that sermon.
Yeah.
But it's good to know where he stands.
Just cover all your bases.
I kind of want to go and find it now.
It's nice to cover all your bases because people are trying to get to all of them.
It's a red flag to hear your pastor condemn something as a sin that you have never even considered doing.
Right.
Your pastor's like, right, waiting till your sister falls asleep and sneaking a kiss is a sin.
It is a sin.
Dude.
What? Okay, now that's all I'm thinking about. Don't shake the baby. Don't shake it like a, like why would I wouldn't even cross my mind to do that?
Yeah.
Eva smiled. So she thought that was funny.
Oh, thanks. okay, do you have another clip for us?
I got a lot this week. Whatever we don't get to, we can go to Patreon.
Right, just one more.
This is a good clip week. Katie, I want to get your thoughts and your thoughts while you're holding Eva. I think this is Derek, you want to click on the female empowerment one? Empowerment's probably not the right word. I titled that, but I just saw this
pro female podcast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See what you think of this.
Having a wife that works for somebody else, that means somebody can pick up the phone and tell your wife to be somewhere, which means they have more control and more influence over your wife than you do. I wouldn't like that at all, which is why I told my wife, you don't need to work. My wife can go if she wants to go. She's not going to go because she has to go. She's not going to go because you told her to go. You're not going to have that much power or influence over my wife, period. Having a wife.
Well, why Pretty do you cool, think huh? that I just podcast with my husband?
Yep. She had a job before and she got fired because I was constantly on the phone with her boss. Like, you know, you don't tell my wife what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was terrifying.
I think that's the main point of the message is that your wife is going to be someone's property.
Yeah.
Make her yours.
Right.
That's exactly what he was saying.
Dude, I love
how
I love
and he's just like sitting content. There smoking a cigar. Like
it's like, how do you even come up with it? I said it not even cross my mind. Like, wait, some other guy's telling her what to do. Dang it.
How did I lose her?
As if, you know, so clearly he's telling his wife what to do.
I would guess.
That's not really how our marriage works, where like we Trey just like tells me what to do.
It sounds like he's
definitely like the leader, right?
Yeah, he tells you to remove the Christmas tree and then you tell him to remove the Christmas tree.
Yeah. So,
no, I tell you what to do. Wouldn't I
like what?
No, you're intimidated by me, right?
I feel like that's not the right word you should use for your spouse, intimidated by.
Yeah, because
you're in charge.
I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm. Are you best friends with this guy?
You just pointed at Derek?
I just signed up for his.
I mean, I know Derek liked that video clip, so.
Katie, what's for dinner? What's for dinner?
I have no idea.
Well, right. I'd like beef stroganoff.
Never made it.
I guess you're going to learn.
Good thing my aunt is here. She actually just walked in upstairs, so she can make that for you.
You could go boss her around.
So you're going to tell her?
You have to. Now you're scared.
Dang it.
It didn't go great. Work, no. It didn't go great on camera.
Okay. She's just kind of ignoring me.
Oh.
He seems preoccupied.
A little preoccupied.
Dang. Be sick. I don't even really want that. Let's get to some segments.
Great.
And wow, this has been so fun. Katie, everyone's so glad you're back in the studio. And I do. I'm excited for you to direct my vines because I feel we were cringing because we're all dudes, but I feel like she might get a little turned on by a couple of them. Do you think?
I think that
it was me. I was doing some.
I will not.
You ever heard someone sing "Take Me Out to the Ballpark" ball game, but like centrally?
You did that
straight into the camera, all 6 seconds. Like probably an octave higher than you've ever heard it.
She was like,
I said,
Give her a little preview.
What? 1, 2, 3 strikes you have.
That was an actual
fight. The old bunga.
Eva, don't listen.
What'd you think?
Yeah, that's what did it for me.
Jake, what? What's today's date?
November 4th.
Katie, what was her birthday again?
You should
September
know.
23rd.
Nope.
What's the time? What's the time frame between those two dates, Derek?
Exactly 6 weeks.
Her birthday was not September 23rd. So that's first of all.
Okay. So time out really quick. Oh my gosh. No, yeah. She got it wrong. Okay.
Oh no.
Oh,
we have a new mother getting her own daughter's birthday
oh,
wrong.
Oh no.
We're now cutting live.
What'd you think it was?
The 25th, her due date. I got those confused.
We are cutting live to the worst mother we found in recent memory. There she is, folks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no. Oh no.
I was about to be really humble and be like dang, guys, we have to talk about this. Because I would bet my life that's her birthday. And I can't believe I have it wrong. But no.
I would bet my life.
Oh.
Woo.
Wow.
Man. It is weird to remember another birthday. You don't think about it with your kid. I got him down.
Well, it does get a little, not that it's, well, clearly I'm struggling with memory. Okay, but yeah. Thomas was due on the 23rd and was born on the 28th.
Right. Yeah, no, everyone she is born has on your the 23rd. Back. Let's get to some segments.
They don't. Wait.
Shelter kid, shelter kid, shelter kid moment.
Wait, yeah, sorry, we're going to segment. Would you have something to add?
I just wanted to say that okay. I haven't been to the doctor yet, so.
All right. Sam writes in, shelter kid moment. Said I grew up homeschooled. Oh, it's redundant.
Okay.
So we were always part of co-ops, which is homeschool groups for the unsheltered, is what T calls it.
Okay, yeah.
There's one in particular that was insane. It was seventh grade, and there was this girl in my class. She had a crush on me. I did not feel the same way back. One day in technology class, just technology.
Let's learn it.
Turn it on. Which he does describe. It was just taking apart old CD, DVD players, and anything else. So I needed a knife. She let me use hers. And
she had it concealed under her church outfit.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I got a knife. What a co-op flirting. Someone have a knife to take apart the DVD player? I have several. And he says, I accidentally sliced my finger open. So I don't know whatever that means.
Yep.
Fast forward, eighth grade. Next year, I start going to public school.
I like that this is a part of the story.
Yes. Slicing. It's spring, so it's been almost a year since I saw this girl. I get a package in the mail with no return address on my birthday. It's the knife that I sliced my finger with.
Oh.
My mom swears she never gave out her address, so we don't know how we got it.
This is like some Twilight stuff.
Dude, that is crazy.
Vampire.
2 years later, 11th grade, I take my girlfriend at the time to Chick-fil-A. This is great. Guess who's behind the counter? That girl from the co-op.
Knife girl.
I figured it had been 4 years, so obviously we can laugh about the past and it'd be fine, right?
This is great.
Well, when I get up to the counter, it was just me, and we catch up. She tells me how her family's doing good. Everyone's good. Then my girlfriend returned. Immediately, the girl got an angry look on her face and stopped all conversation.
She pulled out the knife.
She stole it from
her. Fast forward even further. I'm 19, a freshman
this
in college.
This is amazing.
And I'm working at a funeral home. One day, there's a funeral, and I'm standing at the door greeting people. The girl's mom comes in. I recognized her from the co-op, and we start talking. She introduced me to her husband, who I had heard crazy things about. Too much to go into right now.
He used to live in a house with one couch.
And they, and they go inside. In the middle of the service, he walks out and starts walking around the lobby. He comes up to me.
Wait, he walked out of a funeral?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Small talking me, then out of nowhere goes, hey, so you're the guy my daughter talks about all the time. She's got a boyfriend, but he hasn't proposed yet. So if you want to marry her, you have my blessing.
Oh.
We had not been around each other since seventh grade. 7 years. That's how it was for.
You have my blessing.
I said no, and he stabbed me in the dome.
What?
That's real, folks. You in that homeschool world, you don't know.
I can't believe that this guy listens to our podcast. I am enamored by you. I want to listen to your podcast.
Tell us more, Sam.
I mean, what did you do to her in the seventh grade to really...
You rizzed her up.
Yeah, what did you look like?
Got a lot of charm.
Did you develop early?
Give her the Riz fit. You ever seen the Rizzler?
No.
He was on Fallon.
Yeah.
I saw the Rizzler. You don't know the boo? We bring the boo! You haven't seen these guys?
Double chocolate chunk cookie.
No.
And a chicken bake. Double chunk chocolate cookie. Derek, pull this up.
This is supposed to be Riz?
She has to see this.
Not exactly.
We bring the boom. This story from Sam deserves how many booms?
Double boom!
Boom! Boom! They're on Fallon. Doing
because
this,
of that.
Because of that.
And I saw
wow.
the top comment just said, I work 60 hours a week. It killed me.
Hey, who ate my double chunk chocolate cookie?
It wasn't me. It was him.
It wasn't me. It was him.
Whoever it was better make me another double chunk chocolate cookie.
Start with your single chunk chocolate cookie mix.
So they go around.
One stick of salt and butter.
One egg.
This is a cooking video.
They have their own song.
We bring the boom song.
I was absolutely expecting a 20-year-old, not...
Well, he's got a son, Big Justice.
Big Justice. And a wife.
What? We bring the boom! That's what we do.
That's Big Justice. That's the sister.
We bring the boom.
The Rizzler.
We bring the boom to everyone. We bring the boom.
That's AJ.
Your favorite father and son.
Every afternoon
sometimes the mom.
On your FYP.
All right. So these guys... They got famous just going to Costco eating the chicken bacon, the double chunk chocolate cookie.
NFL players are doing that dance.
Yeah. And now, yeah, you've been in a hole. We understand. I'm explaining this. A lot's happened. And they go on Fallon. They go everywhere. Just going, we bring the boom. Double chunk chocolate cookie.
That's it.
He says that over and over again.
And the Rizzler does what?
The Rizzler's other little boy.
Not his son. Some other little boy that picked up along the way.
Oh.
And he just mews and makes the Rizzler face.
It's very odd.
That wasn't his son in the video. It was just another random little boy.
The Rizzler's not. Rizzler, wow. There's theories that he doesn't even have parents. Like didn't come from parents. He's a mythical creature that he just rizzes everyone.
He's like a griffin or a...
Well, I have been a hole. Huh. Okay.
Double chunk chocolate cookie. And every time they come up, I watch it. Do you do this?
The song gets me.
Yeah.
The song
and it's like
hooks me in. It's
we're
brain
like
rot.
Trump, Kamala. It's like this feels like a bigger issue. That why do we all want to watch this?
Why are
we descended this much as a humanity?
It's something about the way the dad looks.
They've got an ability of looking through you. The whole family has the same look. Him and his wife could be the same person.
It's kind of like an attractive Italian, but almost like cartoon where like features are enhanced. Like their jaw is too big.
The way they look.
Their cheeks are too big. Some hair is too good. Something's up.
It's just crazy. You know, it's like new Netflix show dropped this. They spent 5 years making it and it cost $500 million to make. I was like, I'd rather just scroll Rizzler videos.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about me or us.
I can't believe you haven't seen it, Katie.
Double chunk chocolate cookie. It's just fun to say. Try it.
I'm good. It's kind of scary.
Would you do it on Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm amazed at how different. This is another reminder. Like Rachel and I's algorithms, like we just follow such different people. Like even just like Jason Kelsey getting harassed, throw someone's cell phone down. I thought after 24 hours, everyone had seen that. Rachel still hadn't seen it. Like how have you seen this, Katie? It's been like 4 days now at this point.
I've seen 20 POVs. Yeah.
Yes.
To be fair, I have.
They can do no wrong. He just took a kid's phone and slammed it on the ground. And everyone's like, that was awesome. Yeah. Is that crazy?
That is.
What kind of, how do you elevate to that space?
Well.
You have to, you got to earn it.
You got to earn it. He earned it.
Like 15 years, no controversy. You're allowed to slam one cell phone down.
And it is. It's cool that he is being he's being harassed by college kids. They're mouthing him,
filming him in his face.
He grabbed his phone and spiked it on the ground. And people are like, "That was awesome." And I hope we get more of that for the crazy famous people.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can do more of just paparazzi. You just knock one out.
Okay, that's
and we can be like, good because that's annoying.
Yeah, the assault would be tricky, but just damaging their property fun.
Taking the camera and slamming it on the ground.
Yeah, and then cool. All you have to do is just repay the camera. Worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Conciliation court.
The
attorneys. Laura wrote in, Shelter Kid Moment. Hey, Trey, Jake, Katie, and family man. I love the pod. My husband and I are in stitches, laughing every week. Wanted to share a shelter moment from childhood. Now I'm sheltering my three-year-old at Halloween. My husband and I were at a restaurant with our two daughters when the song Raise a Little Hell by Trooper came on. How does that song go?
No idea.
We bring the heck.
Who's Trooper?
Double chunk chocolate torture.
And a chicken knife.
She likes it.
She's trying to sleep and you keep saying.
I told my husband that I used to go to my brother's hockey games and they would play this song when the whistle blew. Oh, sure. That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Raise a little with my friends. I feel like I'm combining two songs.
Play a little bit more of it, Derek.
Is the song still playing?
That sounds familiar. Okay. No. So you hear it. I told
him sounds like my kind of song.
I told him that I used to think they were saying, raise the little lamb, raise the little lamb, raise the little lamb. Thinking it was an upbeat classic rock worship song. He died laughing. I couldn't wait to share with you guys. We drove home and my daughter saw some blow-up Halloween decorations on her neighbor's lawn, a witch in a brewing pot, and a mummy. She asked what they were. My response was to say, like, that's a green lady in a bowl of soup and a little boy covered in toilet paper. She continued to ask me why green ladies like soup so much. I guess you can take the girl out of the shelter, but you can't take the shelter out of the girl. Love you guys. From Canada. Hey.
Hey.
Keep making the world a better place, sharing your humor. From Laura, the sheltered mommy.
Can you play the song?
Raise a little lamb, raise a little lamb.
I want to hear it one more time and see if I can.
Raise a little lamb. I love little lamb, raise a little lamb.
It's hard to hear lamb in there.
It is hard to hear lamb.
That's a stretch, Laura. What are the rest of the lyrics is what I want to know. Raise a little, I put in lamb.
I can't find this song.
Is that by Frank Wildhorn?
Trooper.
Trooper.
Who in the world is Frank? Trooper, okay.
I'm intrigued by Frank Wildhorn, though.
The song is almost only these lyrics, but the other lyrics are, if you don't like what you got, why don't you change it? If your world is screwed up, then rearrange it. That could pass.
Bars.
It, very good.
If you don't like what you see, why don't you fight it? If you know there's something wrong, why don't you write it?
This is like a January 6th song. This is a rise up.
In the end, it comes down to your thinking, and there's really nobody to blame. When it feels like your ship is sinking and you're too tired to play the game, nobody's going to help you. You've just got to stand up alone and dig in your heels and see how it feels to raise a little lamb of your own.
No one's going to raise a lamb with you. It's going to have to be your lamb. I get it.
Yeah, I wonder how she balanced the theology there at the end, where it's like, you're going to be alone and no one can make Jesus
help
die
you.
For you but you.
This is on you.
Yeah, maybe they have different theology than us.
Okay, we might have to push fan videos to the Patreon. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
What a fun episode. You guys hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to bounce.
But you're going to be part of the Patreon, I mean.
Well,
let me put it this way. I command you.
Nice. Works.
Yeah, all right, see ya.
All right, we turn to the Patreon. Love you guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.